Yeah, attention all truckies. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Attention everyone that uses the roads. Every Wednesday for nearly 4 years now, Rod Hanafy, our road safety expert, rings us from somewhere around Australia. He pulls up the Hotel Kenworth and has a chat with us about different trucking issues, and he's done that this morning. Today, he's in Mungindi. Where are you?
I'm on a farm in the middle of nowhere out on about 20k of dirt out of the town and looking at a beautiful starlit sky and nothing else within eyeshot.
Whereabouts are you, though?
Oh, I'm on a farm, yeah, out from Mungindi.
Mungindi, where's that?
Mungindi's right on the border between Queensland and New South Wales. I came out of Gundawindi and was going to take a shortcut across from Talwood, which is the way we normally go, but that was closed because of a COVID hard border. Mm. So I had to get all the way around through Nindy Gully, so that added an extra hour and a half onto the trip.
So that adds an hour and a half, and how much extra fuel does that cost?
Oh, well, another 100 and something odd k's at, $1.20 a litre at the moment. So, yeah, I'm about 63 tonne at the moment, so it gets used as a bit.
And that's got to put the price of what you're carting up.
It is, and I did speak to the farmer this afternoon and also to our bloke who sort of organised the load, and neither of them seemed to know. So I'll make sure that I pass it on so it doesn't happen to the next poor sod.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how many trucks are going the long way around because of these borders, and how much extra is that costing freight?
Well, it is very quiet out here. In 3.5 hours, I've only seen 4 trucks. So it's not a very... So it's not a very through route, and of course we cart sort of stuff unusual out of Brisbane into farms in the middle of nowhere like this, whereas a lot of straight through freight wouldn't come anywhere near this sort of area.
Yeah, well, it's a different world, isn't it?
It certainly is, and again, like where you turn off, you actually go through the little village, and when you get out the other side, that's where the sign was to say the road was closed. So don't put it out on the highway where you can see a sign and say, this road is closed, keep going, detour ahead. Wait till you get down this dirt little narrow road and then have to back all the way up the street.
Oh, that's stupid.
Turn around.
That is stupid. Who does this?
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously they don't consider trucks going to deliver to farms much. But anyway, that happens.
Anyway, Rod Hanafy here, folks. If you're a truckie, you got a question for Rod, you want to give him a call. Mind you, it's difficult. We've got all our lines busy at the moment. But, Rod, your topic this morning, you wanted to talk again about roadhouses. You have talked about it before.
Well, mate, you held that call for me last week from the day before where a security guard had complained about a driver being involved in a discussion at a roadhouse.
In Adelaide.
View service, that's right. Now, before I got off the phone from you, I had a text from a young bloke who said that was his dad. I know you got a couple more calls and I got a couple of people through Messenger contacted me. So in the end, I had 5 people saying that they had been to the BP in Adelaide and had been refused a sit-down meal.
Yes.
I followed up with the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator.
Yes.
Followed up with SARTA, who is the South Australian Road Transport Association.
Good on you.
And I followed up with BP. Now, BP believed it was a local fellow that was interpreting the law a certain way, but it has been agreed. Last call was this morning about 11 o'clock. NHVR have spoken to the National COVID Health Director, and BP have agreed, and both of them have contacted the BP in Adelaide to say that they cannot refuse service to any truck driver, no matter where they are and where they are from, as long as they comply, of course, with your distancing requirements and filling out the facts so they've got their tracing. They do have to show their license to get a shower or a meal, and they are required to wear masks in South Australia, we're not working if they've come from Victoria, but they cannot refuse them a meal. My understanding is it has been resolved there. No one else should suffer that. But, mate, having sorted that problem out, I would like to know from any drivers, are there any other places they have been refused a sit-down meal? Because, obviously, it's not easy enough just to ring the site. You have to get someone to have the authority and the wherewithal to follow up and get something done. And we did resolve that, as far as I'm aware. Unless somebody tells me different, mate, then we certainly want to know about it.
So, the night shift, helping people out again, eh?
Let us hope, mate. Yes, it took a few calls, and look, there are people out there that weren't aware of the problem, so you do have to know who to contact, and they went
out. Well, that's why people ring me. They feel they've got no one else to talk to.
Yes, yes. Oh, look, mate, and that's it. You've got access to people like me and others that can help people in different spheres, and you're out here, of course, you know, this job is one of the loneliest jobs there is, and you spend a hell of a lot of time alone. You get a lot of time to think about things, but then because of the fact that at this time of night, who else do you talk to find a solution to a problem?
Well, I'm glad that we were able to help. So there you go. A roadhouse must not, or must offer you a meal. It cannot refuse you a meal. Now, this roadhouse in Adelaide, it wasn't refusing meals. It was just saying that the truck drivers that were from Victoria, they were not allowed to eat it on the premises. They had to take it
That's
back
right.
to their truck.
Yeah, they could buy a takeaway, but they were refusing them a sit-down meal.
Yeah.
And they cannot refuse them a sit-down meal as long as they comply with the normal COVID requirements of spacing and distancing and giving your name. And it doesn't matter whether they come from Victoria or the Northern Territory, mate. They cannot refuse a truck driver a sit-down meal if they are safe and compliant.
Can they knock back use of the toilets? Can they knock back use of the shower?
No. They have to produce their license to show they're a truck driver. But and there were drivers there getting showers, so the problem was not with the showers. They were happy to do that, and I believe that they were cleaning them properly. It was just the fact they wouldn't allow them to sit down, and the manager was under a misapprehension, let's say, and that was being reinforced by local authorities who were interpreting the legislation a certain way. But that state rule that they were trying to apply is overridden by the national COVID health rules, which say you cannot refuse a driver a sit-down meal.
133353, if you have got a problem that you'd like Rod Hanafy to go to bat for you for, this is the program that does it. Rod says, you know, he understands it's a lonely job, and at this time of the morning, who you got to talk to? Well, that's what we're here for. 133353. Rod, I've got Michael online. He's got a question for you. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Luke and Rod. How are you going tonight?
I'm well.
That's good.
Rod, can you hear Michael?
Yeah, mate, yep.
Rod, I'm just wondering, I've been driving up and down the Pacific Highway for many years, had a break for 20 years flying aircraft, but it's on Channel 29 and the rest of Australia is on Channel 40. Do you know why this particular highway is on a different UHF channel? I mean, it's just a trivial thing, I guess.
Mate, I've heard three different stories. One is there was a 29 club or something many years ago. There was another one for something else that just tied into 29. And yes, because the Pacific was virtually the last highway to go to B-doubles, the blokes that thought it was their own highway and didn't want the B-doubles running up and down it, and of course it's vastly improved now from what it was, stayed on 29. Most of the truckies know, not everybody else does. But anybody that knows the real reason, and of course, the trouble is, it's been a long time and we'll probably get half a dozen different answers, but I can't give you anything definitive, mate.
Yeah, it's just been a long time. I mean, I started running up and down this in the 90s and it was always the same, but never asked the question. I thought, tonight I'm going to ask the question.
Yeah, Luke, that's the only highway in Australia. Right. Everywhere else uses Channel 40 for the truckies and everyone else.
Yeah.
29 on the Pacific, and it's always been that way virtually from Newcastle to Brisbane.
Why is everyone else 40 and that's not?
Well, they were on 29 and they just refused to change. And as I say, there's talk of a couple of reasons for it. If anybody's got a definite answer, I'd love to hear. But it's one of those sort of folklore things that it's always been that way and no one will change it and those on the road won't accept change.
All right, there you are. There's the answer as far as we can give, Michael.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for your call. Rod Hanafy is with us. So Today, folks, Rod Hanafy and I, we want to know, are there any other roadhouses around Australia that are refusing you to a sit-down meal if you comply with all the questions that you need to answer? So what can a roadhouse ask you? What are the questions?
Well, mate, that's one thing. There's a roadhouse that I go to at Ballada, and they have been instructed by their management. And a little while ago, you might recall, we had a discussion about them supplying plastic takeaway meal trays, and I rang their management, and within 2 days we had that sorted, and you were back to getting cutlery and plates again. So that was a win-win there. But they have been told by their management they require a form to be filled out with your name, your address, your license, and your rego. Now, because of the tracing requirements, they must have something that validates who you are. That roadhouse in Adelaide were requiring you to produce your license to show both that you are a truckie to allow access to the showers, and of course then to show where you've come from and where you were originally, or where your license is based, where you're based. And some blokes, of course, were living in different states at times, doing different jobs. They must keep a record of that for COVID purposes. You cannot refuse. If you do refuse to give your name and at least a minimum of contact details, well, then, yes, they can refuse to serve you.
Sure. We took my mum out for her 91st birthday on the Saturday, the 29th of August, and we went to a lovely place to eat. There was 8 of us, but we all had to fill in some details, our name, our address, and our email, if we had one, and our phone numbers. We didn't blink at that, and we had to have our temperature taken. We complied. We didn't have a problem with it. Anyway, Rod, always good to talk to you, mate. Thank you for the update on the roadhouse in Adelaide, and we'll keep you informed.
All right, mate. Take care, and safe travelling to everyone.
And where are you again?
Mungindi, on a farm in the middle of nowhere.
You're on a farm, so you're in the back of the Kenwood, or have you got a bed tonight?
Oh, no, in the Hotel Kenworth. There's no beds out here, mate. There's a lot of tractors and a big shed and some beautiful stars.
But you said you're on a farm.
Yes, there's a beautiful crop out there. I can't tell you what it is.
Did you get the farmer's permission to park there?
I did, yes. I spoke with them on the way out. As I said, they didn't tell me the road was closed. They weren't aware of it. So I'm not outside the farmhouse. It's across the other side.
Ah, right. How did you find the farmer?
Well, I had a phone number to contact him. And honestly, mate, he said, it's 14.6K out there, but he said, I'll stand a couple of white drums up on the corner for you, which he did. And that just verified the turnoff, because there's no name at the turnoff.
Oh, God, it's a funny game you're in. It's a funny game. Rod Hanafy, thank you for your time every Wednesday. Talk next week.
All right, mate, take care.
This is The Night Shift on Triple M.